WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of reality and reflection. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something seriously important, the power of solo time. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, barely catching your breath between work, social commitments, and everything else life throws at you? We live in this crazy world that glorifies being always on. But let me tell you, sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself is hit the pause button. Seriously, give yourself permission to unplug, step away from the noise, and just be. That's right, folks. We're talking about the magic of spending time alone for self-reflection. And trust me, it's not as boring as it sounds. Here's the deal. When you carve out space for yourself, away from the constant demands and distractions, amazing things start to happen. You get a chance to truly connect with your inner voice, understand your thoughts and feelings better, and gain clarity on what truly matters to you. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, constantly buzzing with activity. Sometimes, we need to take a step back from the weeding and planting just to observe the beauty that's already there. This solo time allows you to tend to your mental well-being, identify what's thriving and what needs nurturing. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but Logan, I'm an introvert. I need my alone time. And hey, if that's you, then kudos. You already get it. But even extroverts benefit from this type of intentional solitude. It's not about becoming a hermit. It's about consciously choosing to recharge and reconnect with yourself. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Unplug and decompress. Seriously, put down the phone, step away from the screens. Give your brain a break from the constant influx of information and stimulation. Spend time in nature. Listen to calming music. Meditate, whatever helps you unwind and clear your headspace. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental system. 2. Journal your thoughts. Ever notice how writing things down can make them feel less overwhelming? Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection. Pour your thoughts, feelings, dreams, whatever's bubbling up inside, onto paper. It doesn't have to be perfect, just let it flow. Trust me, you'll be surprised by the insights that emerge. 3. Embrace quiet contemplation. Find a comfortable spot, close your eyes, and simply be present. Pay attention to your breath, notice any sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without judgment. This practice can help you develop a deeper understanding of yourself and cultivate a sense of inner peace. 4. Rediscover your passions. What activities bring you joy? What did you love doing as a kid that you may have forgotten about? Now's the time to reconnect with those passions, whether it's painting, playing music, writing, or simply spending time reading a good book. 5. Set intentions for the future. Self-reflection isn't just about looking back, it's also about shaping your future. Use this time to set intentions for what you want to achieve, both personally and professionally. Write them down, visualize them, and take small steps each day to move closer to your goals. You know that feeling when you've been on the go all day, running from one thing to another, and finally get a moment to just sit and breathe? That sigh of relief, that sense of calm, it's like hitting the refresh button on your entire system. Well, solo time gives you the opportunity to hit refresh on a much deeper level, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. Think about it. You've probably had times when you felt overwhelmed or stuck in a rut. Maybe a conversation with a friend helped you see things differently, or a quiet walk in nature brought you clarity. That's the power of self-reflection in action. The truth is, making time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your inner compass a chance to recalibrate, allowing you to navigate life with more intention and purpose. So, go ahead, schedule some me time into your week. Even just 15-20 minutes can make a world of difference. Light a candle, put on some relaxing music, sip on a cup of tea, and simply be present with yourself. You deserve it. Ready to take the next step? I encourage you to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing this message. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. It helps us reach more people and spread the word about the importance of self-reflection. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.